Hello and welcome to a PrivCap podcast. I'm David Snow, a partner at PrivCap Media. And today we're joined by Eric Hirsch, Vice Chairman of Hamilton Lane, and Alex Friedman, co-founder and CEO of Novata. Eric and Alex, thanks so much for joining a PrivCap podcast today.
Great to be here, David.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Alex, what is Novata?
So Novata is a public benefit corporation that at its essence is designed to make ESG reporting and insights simple and intuitive for private companies and for private markets generally. We do three things. We've created a reporting framework for the ESG essentials that's basically a distillation of the leading frameworks. You can think of it like an on-ramp. If you have to start capturing the critical ESG information of a private company, where do you start? It's open architecture, so it can be modified as a user sees fit. Second, we built a contributory database where that kind of information can be stored and the GP and private company control who has access to it. And third, a set of tools that enables the private company and its owners to learn and understand how does each portfolio company stack up relative to its peers, both private peers and public company peers, and to automate reporting to stakeholders like investors and regulators.
Eric Hirsch from Hamilton Lane, maybe you can give us a real quick history lesson in the adoption of ESG principles by the private capital industry. Obviously, Hamilton Lane is a major consultant and advisor to institutional investors who invest in the private equity and other private capital asset classes. There has been growing interest in understanding what the ESG impacts are across these investments, and yet it's been sort of challenging right, for these investors to understand exactly what's going on in their underlying portfolios. Walk us through how we got to the need for Novata.
So the interest in and the need for ESG data across investors is very real, and it's very, very widespread. So you don't meet many LPs who are not thinking about how to incorporate ESG information into their investment decision tree. The challenge has been getting that data, getting it in a consistent format, getting it with the least amount of hassle. Again, despite, I think, sort of contrary views, most investors don't really want to be a pain to their fund managers. They're just trying to get the best information they can and try to get it with the least friction cost. And so I think this is why Novata needs to exist, which is before Novata has come along, there hasn't been kind of an agreed upon set of metrics. There's not been a centralized repository. And so what's happening is that you have truly thousands of investors around the globe focusing on the private markets with thousands and thousands of fund managers. And everybody's trying to ask for and share data in a somewhat different format. And that, David, as you well know, because we've seen this in other parts of the industry over our history, whether it's been benchmarking or performance information, just kind of creates a bunch of chaos. And I would say today, that's kind of generally where we are around ESG. People want the information, people want to share the information, but the whole process today is a bit chaotic.
The public markets have experienced a trajectory when it comes to ESG that's exactly what Eric described, kind of chaos. There are dozens of different reporting frameworks. There are hundreds of different external groups that are actually scraping data and using algorithms to try to populate those frameworks. And as a result, if you're an investor investing in a public security and you were to pick, say, the top five ESG data suppliers and map any particular Fortune 100 company, you would find that all four quadrants on particular kind of sub ESG metrics would be seen differently by each of the suppliers. So it's kind of a chaotic mess that doesn't help investors.
Talk about why the groups that have banded together to support Novata, Hamilton Lane, Ford Foundation, S&P, Omidyar Network, why are these groups together and what do they bring to the table as far as helping to solve this ESG challenge within private capital?
So first, this is the definition of an ecosystem with kind of many different players. And it's why in the most successful kind of consortium models in financial services, many different players come together because they can't accomplish on their own a goal that cuts across. So in this case, when we first started working on Novata, we believed as a management team that we needed expertise in the private markets that was viewed as kind of a neutral, almost a Switzerland, that understood both the GPs and the LPs and the challenges, and that had been around and had credibility. And obviously, Hamilton Lane is as good as it gets there. We also felt we needed expertise in financial data and how to use financial data to drive real insights, and as well as security and databases. And S&P, we thought, was a leader there. The Ford Foundation has for a long time been not just the kind of leader in social justice, but also actually driving metrics organizations like SASB. Their view is if you can't measure something, you can't change it. So we felt that actually the Ford Foundation would be a critical partner in this. And the Omidyar Network is perhaps the leading inclusive capitalism foundation. So together it represents kind of a unique ecosystem approach. It also allows us to become a neutral intermediary, which was our goal from the beginning, mission-driven public benefit corp.
Talk about the number of fields of information that you are going to be trying to track, a vast array of data when you're talking about the three components of ESG.
Actually, you can boil down the essentials to about 10 buckets. Those 10 buckets, if a company is able to track information against, will satisfy 80 to 90% of all stakeholder requests. Underneath each of those buckets, there's probably two or three kind of questions, KPIs that need to be answered. So in total, it's about 30. That's at the industry agnostic level. If a company or an owner of a company says, we really want to drill down on an industry specific level, you can use hundreds of different metrics. But the kind of core part of what we're trying to do is make this simple, easy, accessible.
And I think the beauty of the approach here is that we recognize that the metrics today are very unlikely to be the exact same metrics 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And I think what you see here, David, is that Novata's approach is one that is customizable and fluid and isn't trying to go at this with kind of a template approach or a scorecard approach that becomes very rigid and really becomes, I think, very limiting in sort of telling all parties, this is how you have to look at the issue. I think what we're going for here is something that's very data rich, because we recognize that people who are going to consume this data are going to be coming from very different perspectives. I mean, right now we're sort of focusing a lot on fund managers as potential owners or limited partners as potential investors. But I think the ecosystem is much broader than that. If you're running a manufacturing company, your clients want to know about your ESG information. People in your supply chain want to know. Your lenders want to know. Regulatory entities want to know. And so I think the ecosystem is very vast. Everyone in that ecosystem has a bit of a different agenda, has a bit of a different lens, as well they should. They're looking for different things. And so by having a very data-rich, highly customizable system that will evolve over time, I think Novata is attuned to people in that ecosystem trying to deliver to them what they might need today and what they might eventually need tomorrow. We recognize that today there are already a lot of successful systems being deployed across the private markets by both in fund managers, investors, and other people, again, in our world. And so the notion that everyone was going to need to be forced to consume ESG data through yet a different system, we thought was just impractical. If you're already using a great back office software, or you're already successfully deploying a portfolio monitoring system, or you already have a great data and analytics machine that you like to use in-house, then Novata can simply feed data as the hub into those various spokes. And so we are trying to position this as this data warehouse, the centralized clearing area, but we're not trying to force the industry or any aspects of the industry to kind of adopt this as an overarching system. It's really meant to work in complement with tools that you already have.
Of course, at the core of the private capital industry, the private equity industry, is the relationship between the general partners and the limited partners. The general partners manage the investments, the limited partners provide the capital.
GPs control their own data. They own it, they control it. They determine who has access to it. That's absolutely critical. The second, I think, critical element is there are no rankings involved. This is an objective data-driven benchmarking solution. And what that means is that a GP can look across all of their competitors for a particular portfolio company's industry and understand how do they relate. And then they can do the same thing for public companies. The problems we've seen in the public markets when it comes to ESG has actually been around rankings, because they've become quite subjective. And that undermines the whole kind of value add of what data is really telling you. So we've tried to take a very different approach.
I have a question for you about the ultimate goal of your organization, of Novata. Is it to facilitate the expanded use of ESG, the expanded application of ESG principles to private capital investment, and therefore to further the goals of environmental, social, and governance?
Yeah, that's precisely it. Right now, private companies exist somewhat in isolation, in that by nature of being private, there's limited information about their peers and the broader universe. And if an owner of a private company is trying to determine where their strengths are and where their weaknesses are when it comes to their own views about what's important in ESG, they need that kind of information in order to make intelligent decisions. It doesn't exist today. So the goal of Novata is first and foremost to be a mission-driven independent entity, a trusted neutral intermediary. It's majority controlled by the nonprofit sector and by its employees. It's got significant resources in order to build the best technology and hire the best teams, but it's always designed to be neutral, intermediary, trusted, the kind of organization that essentially a GP can trust with the data that they continue to own.
What's the early feedback that you're getting from people in the market? Are they excited? Do they have more questions? You know, how do you feel right now?
We feel pretty good. We've had a great response. We've had dozens of GPs that have reached out to us to basically say this is a solution that resonates with them. We benefited from Hamilton Lane's guidance as we designed this, and Hamilton Lane brought together a group of advisors, about 10, that have helped also construct kind of what we offer. We also have a series of limited partners that have helped us, like the New York City Retirement Fund. So we'll continue to iterate this, but so far it looks like we're on the right track.
Yeah, I think the fact that the management team was kind of keenly aware that they needed to build consensus and build buy-in for this and spent so much time ahead of the formal launch, dialoguing with fund managers, with investors, with private companies, I think they launched with a full understanding of where people's pain points were and what it was going to take to kind of solve those. And I think the evidence to me of that is if you go visit Novata's website, there's already a number of testimonials there and sort of signs of support from a bunch of leading fund managers and LPs saying, we've all struggled with this issue. We've all looked at a number of options out there. We think Novata is the best path forward.
Eric Hirsch from Hamilton Lane and Alex Friedman from Novata, thank you so much for joining a PriefCap podcast today, and I hope we can have you back in the future.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David. Great being with you.
Like what you hear on the PrivCap podcast? Visit PrivCap.com for more thought leadership interviews, articles, reports, webinars, and more.